Today on our program, visiting with the legendary John Rosa from the Boone County Landfill and Boone County Recycling.
Good to hear from you, Goat.
Yeah, you're
the greatest of all time.
So got to ask the obvious. How well does big equipment like coal?
About as much as I like it.
Any of us like it too. I'm guessing a few challenges this week for you out there.
Yeah, overall, not too bad. We have, I guess, the luxury, the option to keep a lot of stuff inside, and everything else is probably plugged into that we need to keep running. So, you know, we get by. It's not ideal, but everything takes longer and a little slower moving. But, we're still up and running. Nothing major. I'll knock on wood that I don't want to jinx anything.
That's a good part. Good
nothing
part
I've heard of anyway. No, I always hear about the really bad stuff. Yeah. The little stuff seems to, you know.
They'll take care of it. The other part is, of course, you got a lot of haulers, and that's, again, pretty labor intensive for them to be out there dealing with this and all the coal too. So
yeah, I had that conversation the other day. Someone asked about how do you guys handle it. I said, well, you know, overall, some of us have the office jobs, and then others that are out in it. You know, a lot of it's heated cabs, and you know, the equipment that's pretty good overall. So they're not usually out in the cold, the direct cold. You know, the passing times. But yeah, I feel for the haulers and the guys that are out picking up the garbage curbside and having to spend a lot of time outdoors during this time. Those are the ones that they need some support, some understanding, some empathy to be like, you know, I really appreciate that they're able to get out and do this during this time. And
in and out of the trucks and staying as warm as they can. those are the challenges. I mean, the extreme cold is it. And then when it thaws, then you got the mud to work with. Yay.
Yep.
There'll be that going on too. Yeah. In the meantime, of course, we've got a number of different things going on. And I'm going to go right to it, to the fact that the Boone City Council, they start actually, Waylon Andrews, Public Works Director, and the mayor, and they've had some of the other staff involved with discussions about how can we streamline. This will be the 15th year they've done citywide cleanup. 15th year, John. Tonnage keeps going up, surprisingly. Yeah. I don't know how this happens, but it does. Anyway, so the 15th year, you'd think it would be going the other way, really, you know?
You would hope you would get cleaned up and then maybe some lingering things. And as you're saying, you know, work your way the other direction. But why do we keep getting more? And that's I've expressed my concern, I guess, in that regard in the past. And it's about awareness.
Yeah.
But I just asked the question, why do we keep cleaning up the town over and over and over and over and over? How many 15 years now, you said?
Yeah.
And every community in our county, in our service area, is doing this. And they're always asking for more. They always ask for their loads, and then they always want more loads. How about one more this year? And I do my best to not encourage that. I'm not looking for more. I get it. You know, let's clean it up. And I know the supervisors have stated that, you know, we want to keep doing that, provide that service. I understand.
Sure.
But also, as Waylon brought up at the council meeting, and it seems like the council in general is aware, I think they're creating some awareness about what they go through. And I think, you know, the broader understanding of what it actually takes for all the city crew guys to do that service to the community. It's a lot. And 2 solid weeks of hauling away stuff that just keeps coming. It's worth discussing, frankly.
Yeah.
I think that's where probably it has to come from. And I think that's what the council is talking about.
So, again, they're kind of looking at kind of limiting the size of what they'll be picking up. So you don't keep getting more and more added to it. And some of it, what they pick up is probably that could be picked up by your hauler, too.
And should be, yes. It's not about picking up your regular household garbage. It's not that free service for that couple weeks. You know, we're talking about trying to clean up. Frankly, it started back as a visual, a yard cleanup type of a thing.
Yeah.
And now it certainly has gone away from that, because I've driven around during those times and you see a lot of mattresses and couches and appliances, which are not part of that process unless you've
There's a recycling part to that.
You know, doing the right thing with it instead of just throwing it all away, of course, should be part of it. But, you know, that the fact that it's 15 years ago, it was about cleaning up the visual areas, your outside areas, and now it's the mattresses. And it's like, that's not really it. But, you know, it sure has shifted, I guess, over time. And it just makes me wonder, why do we keep doing this? Why do people, and I think because we've enabled it, and you keep doing this year after year for 15 years now. You know, they can always count on it. And so we'll just get more stuff. And it's not the mindset we need to be doing, especially when we are running out of space in our landfill to say, yeah, let's keep giving that area away. You can always throw away more in a couple, you know, next year for a couple of weeks, you get that free service. And it's just the wrong mindset, I think. And I appreciate the council, the city council, you know, raising some awareness about it, at least drawing some attention to it, if that's it, but it seems like they're trying to rein it in a little bit so we're not having massive amounts.
Let's make sure we're throwing away the things we need to throw.
Right.
So anyway, that's there's going to be more information. Don't worry, folks. It's not going away.
Yeah.
But they are going to continue to do it. It does, as they point blank said, roughly cost them about $35,000-$36,000 to be able to do it, because once they go past that limit, then you got to pay per ton at the scale.
So they're talking about all their wages, the fuel, I'm sure everything, that the damages. You know, Waylon expressed, you know, about tires. He wasn't complaining. He said, you know, it's the nature of the beast. Come out to the landfill, there's going to be, you know, hazards. We gave them an area where they could drop separately from everybody else just to have it the traffic flow in and out easier for those guys. And, you know, still there's equipment failures, and you know, and that's if they get through without having any injuries and such. But you know, that's, you know, I think that's interesting to say there's that much money. That's what it still costs the city for that for that service they provide. And the same thing as you've mentioned before in the past about recycling, you know, it's free, quote, it's at no charge to people, but it's not free. There's still an expense on any side of it. So it's
somewhere someone is paying something. Well, we do know that, we'll be back, and actually did see, of course, for the Madrid City Council meeting, they're looking at doing some community cleanup too. Again, we'll see how everything works out. And that is something, as you said, the supervisors have said, we think these need to continue, but we need to let them know we need some limits.
Right.
Why keep doing the same thing over and over? Again, like you said, we do it. We keep working at it.
That's right.
When in doubt, we recycle, right?
Yes, please.
So does that slow down a little bit in the cold?
It gets a little bit, yes.
Harder to go out there and pull in those the roll-offs out at the... There's a lot of cardboard out there. The last time I was there.
that keeps coming. You know, we did get the truck down and get it unloaded a couple weeks now of selling some of that off. So we're trying to not fill up our recycling trailer at the transfer station as much, but taking our business cardboard recycling and taking it down to Des Moines and selling it instead of just throwing it in the semi. So that part's going okay. We're functioning with it. You know, we had some sicknesses and stuff to deal with. And really emailed our business recyclers and said, sorry, you know, we're gonna have to delay this. And most are very patient and understanding of the situation. I mean, there's a lot of sickness going around, there's a lot of stuff, so getting caught back up and back to how we should be functioning. But yeah, things move a little slower, I think. You know, the cardboard or the recycling drop-off area did slow down a little bit, but for the most part, you know, it's going along. It doesn't stop those hardcore recyclers, which we appreciate.
Yeah. It's one of those, having the new truck and specifically going after the cardboard, because we know we've got a quick market for that.
Yep.
But this is, we knew the whole plan was going to take a little while it was a work in progress and still is. But.
Yeah.
I know we have a big blue bin, and I mean, not just like that little blue recycling bin, folks. We got the big
96 gallon tipper.
Yeah, the big tipper tote. And we're just dumping paper in there. And one of these days he'll call and say, I'm going to come by, and we'll wheel it out there for him and get it out. So, but that's, again, we did not have a lot when they would come by, you know, and they would come by. every week?
Yeah, I think it was every week. Every week or two.
And so, you know, our bag might be half full if it was that. So we're one of those that we just didn't have a big volume. Yeah. Wanted to keep doing it, but just didn't have the big volume.
And we didn't want to, you know, cut you off either. We want you to still be doing those things, which is all the businesses, but really try to look at how we make this a little more efficient and effective to go around, and how often do we really need to? Well, if we give you a bag, and if it's, you know, the bag's half full, three-fourths full, fine, you know, okay, that's all well and good, but... So we're stopping for a half of a bag of paper, or, you know, and what is that, you know, 10 pounds, 20, whatever it might weigh. Yeah, it's not a huge. It's fine, you know, but we want to be able to do that. But you have room here. You also have the luxury to have indoor space where you can keep that cart, you can fill it up, and then when you're ready, wheel it on out. So we'll certainly be stopping much less at this business. And that's what we worked with a few other businesses as well to say, We're here every week, but if we give you this cart, we can stretch that out to 2 weeks. Or if it was 2 weeks, it might be once a month. So think about the expense, you know, the free service that we're doing. We want to cut down on our expenses, as you kind of alluded to, that there is still an expense side of things. So let's try to limit our expenses on doing the service to the community. So
still work in progress. Yep. We're getting there.
Yep.
There are some areas, I'm guessing some businesses might have a little larger volume, and once a week makes sense.
Right.
Or once every other week.
Right.
We might be once a month, the way it works out.
Yeah. And, you know, there's certain businesses around town that we stop every day and grab a bunch of boxes. And it certainly, you know, it gets problematic if we'd say, well, we're going to go once a week. I don't think we could do that. If we go from once every day to, you know, to emptying out an area, that might be a bit much. But can we still condense it down? Can you tear down your boxes? Can you pack it a little bit better to get maybe every other day? So we're just still trying to make it, you know, as productive and beneficial for
you. Don't want to make it a hindrance for people that are willing to do it. So,
right. Yep.
We keep working. Work together. You do it countywide too.
Yep. We sure do. Yeah.
All over the place. Well, we keep working at it.
That's right.
What other things have been happening for the landfill? Again, a little update for people, because we know that we are in the process, once again, of trying to divert, or at least the city of Ames is trying to divert some of what was coming over.
Yep.
We know that Story County, we did the construction demolition, or what we call C&D. Mm-hmm. Those things, are we still seeing, even through the wintertime, I'm sure there's not a lot, but... You know, there's been a lot of construction going on. Every time I go and drive around.
That's right. It still goes on. And in general, the waste coming from Ames during this wintertime, they have a reduced burn going on. So they do a full diversion to us.
So you get a little more.
Yep. So there's a couple. Usually it's just one day. It might be a part of another day, which is what we're going today, actually. But for the most part, they're sending us all their stuff for one day a week, which is still better. I wish there wasn't the reduced burn on their equipment, so they could just still take care of their stuff on a more consistent basis. But it's still better, improved, and we're going to continue with that plan, trying to talk to those folks to come and talk to their supervisors about extending our agreement until they can get a transfer station established over there, so they can handle their garbage. And then we're talking all their garbage during that time to where's it going to go, and then they can manage that and send it to a different landfill, because we're trying to save our space at the landfill. Currently, we're actually, another thing that we've been working on is our comprehensive plan. It's our required by the DNR every 5 years. So our turn came up this year to get that done. And, you know, it gets a little bit muddled, because what is our plan in 5 years? It's a 5-year plan. We're talking about what we've been doing, what diversion efforts we've had, or looking at our percentage of diversion rate, which is not as good as it used to be anymore because of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We used to have that credit, I guess, or that ability to include Ames and Story County and their burning efforts, which was good in the diversion efforts.
They gave you that.
It makes us look better, I guess, in that regard, that they burn the stuff and make less waste coming to a landfill. But that's gone away a little bit. But looking at that, like, wow, that looks really bad on a graph.
But sure, it
also
does.
Something we have to do. And that's the drawback, I guess, the give and take is we need to preserve our space. This is what we need to do. So looking at that, but talk about what recycling efforts we do on our end, what are we, you know, how are we spending money that's allocated for certain things, our efforts, do they mean anything, what's going, anyway, really taking a detailed look at all the stuff that we do and what we're planning for the next 5 years. With that, what is our plan 5 years from now? What's it going to look like with Ames and Story County? For now, we are... This is our plan. This is what's currently happening. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
And then once those plans do come into effect and change where their waste goes, then we modify our plan. And
sure.
So it's getting through that process. It's just a little bit. It's probably going to be another 2 years. We'll be making that changes with that that go so, along with where their waste is going. So.
Not easy, is it?
And
for listeners, need to understand that anything you're doing, as far as any changes, anything that goes on, is all got to go through the DNR.
Yeah,
it all needs approval.
Yep, everything that comes in, you know, it's permitted to say we're able to accept this waste. You know, can we take this? Can we take certain things? We have special waste authorizations. Can we take asbestos? And yes, we can. Can we take petroleum contaminated soils? Yes, we're permitted to do that. But other things, even we use a posi spray material to cover garbage at the end of the day called posi shell, sprayer machine that spreads it all out over the top of the garbage at the end of the day. And we are permitted to use posi shell. If there's another brand out there that we want to consider trying because maybe it's cheaper, it's better, whatever else, we have to ask for permission to apply that to the garbage. And probably it's okay, but it's still, it's part of the process. It's very... Oh, permission based to say yes, you can do that, or you know, maybe not in certain regards. So,
for, like on the posi shell thing, that was one of those moves that was made to save space because you before had to put so much earth on it, so much dirt to compact to create the cell, I guess you want to call it. But so now with the posi shell, you can do that, keeps it contained, and you can again, it's a much less space,
right.
So it's all a math thing, folks. It's all about math. How do we conserve space? Well, we use this because it...
Yeah, and that's a pretty simple one, is to say instead of 6 inches of soil going over the garbage at the end of the day, you can use a half inch of this posi shell spray to go over the top of it instead. Now, that's not cheap either, you know.
No.
About $40,000 a year for that material to be mixed into it, sprayed onto the garbage in the day. So there's an expense to save that space, but you're saving 6 inches. This doesn't seem like much, but when you spread that over acres, you know, you're talking a significant savings. So
well, and then there's the cost of doing it. You've got equipment, you've got fuel, you've got wear and tear. If the trucks work,
and don't things break like down that. And flat tires and all those things. Ooh, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of variables.
Yep.
It's your job to keep track of that. That's good. some of the things that are coming up, obviously we've talked in the past about, again, the alternating weekends and stuff coming to an end.
Yep.
When we hit March.
March, yep.
Okay.
So get through this month, we'll... we alternate. We'll be done with the winter hours for Saturdays at the end of February, and then we'll be back to every Saturday in March and beyond. In the spring, we'll also open up the household hazardous waste and start taking that, and before long, it'll be...
Will that be April when you start that?
Yeah.
The first Saturday in April?
Okay. And really, it comes down to weather dependent. You know, we would, if it's, I mean, we would start it on March 1st if it would be nicer weather.
Yeah.
If we could, and operate our facility better. I would gladly trade that. I would gladly open that up to have some warmer weather if that would be the trade-off. But, looking at April 1st, that's when we would start gathering on a regular basis and then start in on those first Saturdays and all that good stuff for the household hazardous waste collection. So it's kind of fun to think ahead and think there'll be warmer time out
it's
there.
It's going to be warmer.
And yard waste.
Well, when you get to that, then you're going to have yard waste stuff and all of that will be coming up too. So.
Yep.
Again, it all takes space, time, and effort to keep doing all this. One of the things I know that probably through the wintertime haven't heard too much about it, but the methane harvesting still one of those options that are out there. And no, I'm pretty sure he's not going to say bring all your yard waste to the land when that happens, because that's what makes good methane.
That's right. that's what probably what will change. You know, if everything goes as planned and we get the methane project, the collection system in place and everything's up and running within it's a year out at least. So maybe this time next year we'll have this different conversation going on and what we're doing with our yard waste. But yeah, if we have the methane collection system in place and we're harvesting that and they're doing something good with it, then we can start burying our yard waste. Contradiction to should we be burying more stuff? And, yeah. But this would be beneficial and this would be easier to handle on our end, less expense. So maybe using up some space. It's just one of those constant things about if we do this, here's the impact.
On the left hand, yeah. I have this, but on the right hand, we've got this.
So which one weighs out more and how does it all work together? So
again, comprehensive plan is in the works now, getting updated. So how take you, what?
Should be done this spring. It'll be done. Yeah. We want to be done by April 1st is the target and get that wrapped up. So get it submitted, go back and forth with the DNR, make sure they're fine with everything as is. And I don't expect anything, but, you know, we'll see.
And some people wonder, well, we have garbage coming from Farnhamville or, you know,
Summers.
Well, and
Calhoun County.
And really, it's part of it is because they've been included in that plan.
Yep.
And that's why that's part of the service area for them. So that's why it comes from. I've had some people ask about, well, why are we taking their garbage? It's because that's the area the DNR gave us.
Yep. Yeah, it's
told
strange.
Us to take, I guess, told us to take.
And that's about the only explanation you can get, too.
Yeah, that's part of why Story County and Ames was here, because their landfill basically closed down. They said, go to Boone.
Yep. Well, yeah, it had to go somewhere, so they looked at different options. We were the closest, most convenient, all that good stuff, which was fine and well and good, but then what? That was not the long-term solution because we're running out of space. We hoped we'd be able to expand. It doesn't look like that's an option at this point, so we're planning to be landlocked, and that's it.
And just so remind listeners, too, we're not the only ones doing this. I know you've got cohorts around the other parts of the state, some bigger landfills that are quickly coming to an end again. Probably as quick as we are, and they're a much bigger service area. So
Same time frame. They were talking about 2040 as being done, so that's closer than what we are projected to be, and we're talking they're dealing with 350,000 ton a year, I think it was. So that's a lot more to deal with, certainly, and compared to what we are. And but yeah, it's becoming a problem. You know, we've had landfills that express that concern, and now we're starting to do a study through the ISOSWO, which is love acronyms in this world, but
it's your working group, for landfills,
other landfills around the state, and collectively have discussions about what the problems are. Let's look at who's all experiencing these end of landfill airspace time frame. Who's looking at that issue to say that's coming up faster than we thought? And you know, we're one that's involved in that, but. I mean, talking around the state to say, who else is dealing with this problem? And then, I don't know what we'll do with it from there, but at least it's information that's gathered to say, we need to start making some plans of what we're going to do with our garbage. It's got to go somewhere.
More next time with John Rosa, our Boone County Landfill Administrator Recycling Coordinator. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.